We are continuing our Shu'urim on Otot Chaim. We are now Shah Iburim, which is Perek Gimel now. Daf Mem Amud Aleph, the beginning of the Perek. So let's just remind ourselves, first of all, what we were talking about last week. Last week we spoke about the creation of Zah. Now in Zah, and this is a klal in all the Patsufim, we always have to discuss the building up, the rectification of the Chitzonius of the Patsufim, and also the Pnimius of the Patsufim. So the Chitzonius of the Patsufim was dealt with in Perek Beis. In Perek Beis we spoke about two different Iburim, two different births, believe it or not. One happens to the physical entity of the Patsuf, and the other comes from the birth of the intellect. That's called the Gadla. So one stage is called Ibur, and Yenika stage is also thrown into that Ibur, that general first Ibur. And then there's the unique, then there's the Gadla stage, which is responsible in bringing the intellect, and bringing the Gadlas, bringing the parts of to the godless of that part, which is Yud Gimel Shani VeYom Echad, which is called Ibur Sheni. Now, there are these two Iburim are done on both the Chitzonius part of the Patsuf and also the Pnimius part of the Patsuf. When it comes to the Chitzonius part of the Patsuf, the two Iburim happen in two different zmanim. The first Ibur, which is coming to Mesakin, the Nai and the Chagad of the Patsuf, take 12 months. It's a Leder, which takes 12 months. The second Ibur that we spoke about, which has to do with the Gadlus, again, of the Chitzonius part of the Patsuf, will take 9 months. We spoke about that. Now, what we're going to be discussing over here is the Pnimius part of the Patsuf, of Zah. That's exactly the same, except the Zmanim have changed a little bit. Instead of 12 and 9, it's going to be 9 and 7. So the first Ibur of the Pnimius, of the Patsuf of Zun, will take us 9 months, and he'll explain why in this parak, why it takes Dafka 12 months. And the Chabad of the Pnimius of the Patsuf, that's going to take 7 months.
Is this any relation to the fact the Imahos give birth after 7 months rather than 9?
Oh, we'll see about that. We'll see about that. We'll see that at the end of the parak. We'll see what that. Okay, so let's start now, which is our little introduction. Let's start now. Perek Gimel, V'ata Nivarem, Bechines Pnimius Tezun. Kine Ache Kola Niskale, which is in Perek Beis, Haya Pam Shnia Kola Niskale. Now that we discuss all the two Iburim of the Chitzonis part of the parts of Zun in Perek Beis, now we're going to discuss the exact same two Iburim now in the Pnimius part. Let's talk Pnimius to Zun. V'hine, Ibur HaRishon HaHaya B'chiles Pnimius D'Arach Ampin Atzmo V'lo Alidei Hitlabshus Abba V'Ima. We spoke about at length in the second last parak how Arach Ampin raises up its Nahi to go on its Chagat, and on the Chagat of Arach Ampin is Abba V'Ima, which induces a Zivug in Arach Ampin's Yesoid B'Kitzur. That was the commencement of the Ibur Rishon, which happened at the Arach Ampin. But it was induced by the fact that Abba V'Ima was there. Abba Ima induced a zibuk in Yesod the Arach Ampin. Masha Enking in the Pnimius, when creating the Pnimius part, is going to have it only out of the Arach Ampin, and he says v'lo alidei hitlabshus Abba Ima. We'll see how that works. V'hine zmano teisha chodoshim, as compared to the Chitzonius part, which took 12 months. Lifi she'ez pa'am azois lo dai shenichlu nahi. Remember last time we spoke about again the legs of Arach Ampin, which is a Nai going up and curling up onto the Chagat. So that's not going to be genug. That's not going to be enough here. Al der shayu lemal be ibur rishon eritzonius. Omnam gam, it's also going to need the chagat shelo, the chagat of arich, nichlu bechabat shelo atzma. So it's going to go even, so the nai is going to go of arichampi, is going to go the chagat of arichampi, and then both of them are going to go up to the chabat. That's going to create the panemius of the vaktazun. Venimsa teisha sfios de arichampim atzmo nichlu v'hayu bechines shloish shel shloish. That means the three of Nai on top of the three of Chag, and the three of Chag are going to be on top of the three of Chabad. That is the explanation why it took 9 months for the penimius of the Ibo stage of Zun to be created.
Is that the way?
Because you're talking about the nine spheres of Arich, which are metapel in this stage of the birth of the Pnimius, of the evil stage of the Pnimius of Zun.
Mashem, can here we're talking about what?
We mean here is where? Perek Beis.
Yeah.
Perek Beis, we're talking the Chitzonius part. And the Chitzonius part of that evil.
Abavimo.
He gave six different reasons. I don't know if you want to go through all of them right now.
Was it six?
What? Six different reasons were given why it was 12 months.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I don't want to really go through right there.
Against this one, which one would it be? Hits,
we don't have that. No, we don't have that. By the Panemius, it goes all up to the Chabad. We don't see that in. We don't see that by the Chitzonius.
Okay.
That the Nahi is included in the Chag, and the Chag is included in it, and so on. So the Chabad of Ima, that makes 12 over there.
Yeah.
Here it's just as simple that it goes up. It goes much higher here. It goes up to the Chagat, to the Chabad. So it's the three of nine, three of Chagat, and three of Chabad makes nine.
No, yeah.
Uh huh. That's the cheshbon. You have nine spheres altogether, 9 months. So every sphere, every tikkun sphere, needed
these
1 month.
These nine spheres of
Arich.
Arich is where is the Ibo. But Nasirot Gimel 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 is that.
It's no. At this stage, there's only Vak. There's only six spheres in Zav. Ibu Rishon. Remember, Ibu Rishon.
Ibu Rishon here was only six. And here it's nine.
I don't always hear that. Where are you playing?
Here when we said that.
There's two Iburim over there in Perek Beis, right?
There's only six, the first Ibu.
The first Ibu of six, right? It takes
Gimel
12 months.
And Gimel Kalil Gimel.
Right.
What is it? Is it Za?
Za.
Yeah. Now he means Za, Gimel Kli Gimel, the Ibur Abav Ima. He said this is the Abav Ima.
What do you mean, the Ibur?
Where is the Ibur?
The Ibur happens in Arich.
No, in the Perek Beis.
Oh, Perek Beis is responsible. Well, it's a combination
of Arich stimulating Abav Ima.
Opposite. Abav Ima is stimulating Arich Ampin's Yosoid.
Ah.
And the Yisoid of Arich Minu Bey is making a zivug, and that's creating Zah. Creating Zah, I shouldn't say creating them. The back is there. So there's a Tlat Klil and Tlat in Arich, and there's a Tlat Klil and Tlat in Zah. How about Hotalia?
We never speak about Tlat Klil and Tlat in Arich. Here.
Yeah.
Like a baby, the eyes on the baby.
No, again, that's the Aleph base of the whole Perek base and Perek Gimel. That Arich lifts his leg on. We kept on saying that over and over.
Oh, yeah.
That's flat, clean, flat. That's it. Nai is going on the Chagat.
Okay.
Since Zah is on top of Arich, as soon as Arich Ampin lifts his leg, then automatically. Zah will be lifting up his leg as well. So it's Haba Hotali.
Yeah.
Except over here in this paragimel, what's happening is that he's lifting much higher. He's going all the way up to the Chabad.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's Tatali and Klatali Tlava. Vaz Nasivak. He speaks it out here. Vaz Nasivak Pnimim Dizun Gamke. Okay, so the fact that he's raising up, Arich again, is raising up his legs. From the night to the Chagat, Chagat, then that's going to create a Vak Pinim is the Zun. That means create Zainu Tikum. O me Pinmiusam Nimshochim Kol Aneshoma Keniske Le'en. Now, again, since we're talking about the Pinimis of Zah, we're talking about the Neshomas of Shiva. Ve'achaka Chaya Ibo Sheini, the Mokum Pinimim. Okay, that was That was dealing with the vak. How do we create the vak of the panemius of Zoon? Arizdei, what we spoke about now. Now we're going to talk about the mochim of the panemius, which is the highest level we speak about so far, all four levels. V'achika achaya ibo sheni, the mochim, the panemius. And this is only going to take us 7 months now to mesak in the panemius of the panemius of Zoon. The inenu sheibu hazeh haya ne'elam ve'elyon me'od. Shuhu sod sheva tachtonis de atik yomin. This has to do with the Zayin Tachtonin of Atik Yomid, Mitlabishim Betoch Sheva Tikuni, the Gugolta, the Reisha, the Arif. Kimavot Leinu, Umehem Nat Nimshach Pinimius Mochim de Zoon. The Kenneg da Amaya Ibo Ze Sheva Chodoshim. So let me give you a little hagdoma. What we're speaking about over here, we're going to need this also for the next parak, just try to remember this. There are the first parts of what we speak about is called Arich Ampin. Sorry, Atik Yomim. Atik Yomim, and underneath you have Atik Yomim. Which parts do you have underneath that? You have Arich Ampin. Okay? Atik is above Arich. Now, Arich, Atik has seven, has excuse me, has ten spheres. Mitlabish on those seven spheres, the lower seven spheres of Atik is Arich. So Arich is mislabish on the Zayin Tachtoni of Atik Yomi. Okay? That didn't go through anything. Atik has 10 spheres. Okay? Now Arich Ampin is mislabish on Arich, on Atik. Now on which level is Arich Ampin mislabish on Atik? On his seven lower spheres. So only his head sticking out of Atik, and the last seven spheres of Atik are being covered over by Arich. Okay? That means the the Tikkuni Dikne, actually the Tikkuni Reisha of Arich Ampin has in it, believe it or not, the Zayin Tachtoni of Atik. And from there, there's these pashtos of the Zayin Tikkunin, the Zayin Tachtoni of Atik, or Shemispashit, and the rest of the goof of Arch. I know it sounds a bit complicated, but let's see how far we can just get away without trying to explain too much over here. I just want to go in the general thing. So that's what he's. Let's go over that again. Again, we're talking Mochim de Galus. How did the Mochim de Galus come about? How long did it take this Ibo to get these seven, to get this Mochim de Galus of the Panemius of Zoon? That took 7 months. Now, why 7 months? Now, listen to this. The Cheshul is like, the Zayin Tachtonim de Atik Yomim. The Zayin Tachtonim spheres, the seven lower spheres of Atik Yomim, which are mislabeshois betoch Zayin Tikuni Gulgolta de Resha de Atik. Like I told you, the Zayin Tachtonim of Atik are mislabesh in the entire parts of Arich. But not only that, we also find a miniature Zayin Tachtonim of Atik, which are also mislabesh in the Gulgolta de Arich Ampin.
What's that?
In his head. So in the head of Arich, you can actually see a miniature Zayin Tachtonim of Atik in there. So, in the head of Arich, you find Chesed, Gevurah, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, Malchus, all in his head. But keep the cheshbon for a minute. Omehem nimshach pnimius mochim dezu. And from the fact that there's the labshus of Atik, seven Tachtonim, that makes in so that therefore the panemius of the mochim of Zah will be able to get to him. The kenegdim ha'ibul zeh sheva chodoshim. So the 7 months. Why 7 months? Because it's the seven tachtonim of Atik mulvush in Arich. Okay? He doesn't explain the whole process, so what? Big deal. What have to do with the seven? What have to do with the mochir? Okay, it's a long process. From where we're talking and where Zav finally gets his mochir is a long process, but that's the beginning of the process anyways. That connection of Atik and Arir will then lead to Zum, which is much further down, to get its mochir the godless.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But he skipped out a big piece over there, but I'm not going to go into that right now. And this is what you were discussing beforehand. Ein yocholis lahasi klal b'chatzi elyon dechesed shebo.
The ibur of the pnimi is
ibur sheni or ibur rishon.
Ibur, both of them, is in the pnimius of certain place in Arichampin. And the Ibur of Chitzmis and the Chitzmis of Arichampin as well. Kilo, here we see.
Pnimius just means oil.
We want to be metakan the Chitzmis and the Pnimius. Yeah.
Right.
So now, when we want to be create the Ibur of the Chitzmis, this will take place in the Chitzmis of Arich. And when we want to be metakan the Ibur, the Pnimius,
yeah,
then it will take place in the Pnimius of Arich.
Makes sense, no?
Definitely, yeah, sure. I just realized it now. Yeah.
Okay, so now we made a chilul between Atik's Gimel Rishon with the Gar of Atik, which is way, way high, much higher than Arich.
In the east, always in the east of Arich?
Huh?
Always in the east side of Arich?
No, we're talking about Atik now. Atik
is not in Atik, Gimel is in Arich. Just Arich is covering Atik.
We'll just put aside the Ibur for a second. Let's talk about the connection between Atik and Arif. So Atik's head is Megulin.
Yeah.
Okay, it's called Rish Lo Yoda. We have no Musak whatsoever. We learned about it in Shah Arif.
And then Tachtunis of Atik are Mchusim by Arif.
That's right.
From Chabad de Arif till TV,
that's right. Okay, so, and he's mentioning over here that Ein Yecholis Lahasi Klag Mechatzi Elyon Dechesed Shebo. That means Arich cannot be Masik Bechlal anything above half of Chesed upwards. So we said Zayin Tachton is not Meduyuk, it's actually 6.5.
Okay, but you have part of Chesed within.
That's right. Rak Mechatzi Chesed Velimati Belvad. Velachin Omu Chazar Shekolo Yoledes Lesheva. Yoledes lemikutoyim, ve'ein be'ibo kol sheva chodoshim shleimim, ve'ein be'ibo kol sheva chodoshim shleimim. So therefore, when we talk about the 7 months, it's not meduyik. We're actually talking about 7 and a bit, seven and a bit. Okay, yoledes mikutoyim is keta, means it's cut. It's not really 7. Now this is what you were talking about. V'hine re'ei shekama tzadikim v'chasadim v'chasidim. Kedoshim kulam noldu lemikutoyim leshev chodoshim, kama Moshe Rabbeinu alav shalom, v'Shmuel Novi, v'Peretz, v'Zerach, which b'nei Yehuda, v'Kiyote. These gedolim, imagine, they were only born within 7 months. They came out, or the lady, we're going to say something. Ki kol eilu nimshochim oisam leshev da'atik yomim leshev de'gulgot da'arir v'day v'zeh. Alright, it doesn't explain to her how it works exactly, but it's a simon that these premature babies, as we call them, right, these nebachs, they're really, they're coming from a very, very high spiritual realm called the Atik, and the between the Atik and Arif. Good. Okay, so we're signed with that perek. Now let's move on to the new perek called Shah Melochim, perek Aleph, which is on Daf Mem Amud Beis. So this is a much, much more simpler than we saw right now, much less technical, and so we're going to go much quicker.
Is that supposed to be a cloud, by the way? A baby born after 7 months, is so it's been a hard dream, or is it just
No, I'm not saying. Tzadikim, it's not muftach that every child which is six and a bit is going to be a tzadik. To become millions of sibas. Why? Well, that particular child
is not.
I'm not sure how it fits in. I mean, simply, in fact, it's the facts of something. I just said it. It could be not muchbechla that nisham is a special nisham. Yeah. A million different reasons it came out because Gilgul, this and that, this cheshbon, that cheshbon. So it's not. in general, you could probably tie nazar, but some of the exceptions to the rules. Okay, Perek Aleph. Hakdom klolis inen sheva malachim elu kolulim kol oylam atzilus. Now, okay. So now we're going to go back, regress. Has nothing to do with the previous pakim. Now we're talking about the Zayin Malachim. Now I want to take you back to Shah Nikudim. Remember that long, long time ago. Shah Nikudim. One of the longest Sha'arim that we saw. There's 10 pakim over there. We spoke about the Zayin Malachim Shemesu. A new sugya. So old sugya that we're going back. I mean, if I was the Ariza, I personally would have taught this back in Shah Nikudim. But I'm not the Ariza, he put it over here. Not quite sure why. The Poshim Pshat is because since we're talking about Za, we spoke about Atik and Ari, now we're talking about Za, the Pishon Za, and Za is Zayin Malachim, so it's being Mamshik the Svar. But we're going to speak about a lot about the Zayin Malachim Shemesu, which is really no get to Shah Nikudim.
I presume this question has been asked by the Poshim, no?
No, they're not as daring as I am to ask such a question. Alright, let's go back. V'natzchil l'mnemem mu'ucha el ha'koidem. Alright, we're going to start. So again, there's no mukta mu'ucha b'zeh. He decides on which order he wants to present the the system. V'nema k'inei no'da ki ba'oilam atzilu sanizka v'kol sefer zoha v'hinei hu nasim b'chines oysa ma'esa nikudu sh'yotim nikve na'im da'odim kolmek nizka l'el b'orev. The Hainu, we have a world which is called Atzilus, and we all know that. Now, how is the world of Atzilus made? Says the Ariza, it's made from the Zayin Tachtoinim, it's made from the Zayin Malachim, Sheyotzu Me'enayim Da'ak. Me'enayim Da'ak. Okay? From the eyes, we know the Zayin Nekudos came out. Actually, Esen Nekudos came out, and the Zayin represents the back. Now, the south scale, the yotzu bilti, b'tchila yotzu bli tikkun. As these 10 nekudas came up from the 9 de'ak, again, which was going to develop into finally, that they're going to develop the mokum where they're going to be, which is tachas atibo of Adam Kadmon. Ulimata draglan, that's going to be the world of Atzilus. They came out bilti tikkun. Then after that, they're going to go through a tikkun process. Now let's start with the first nekuda that came out from the 9. This is Yesoida, so we have to understand how this works. Now, the first nekuda that came out is nekuda called Keser. The Keser, by definition, is one individual sphere. Now, Keser developed, as a flower develops, this tiny nekuda developed into Shehem Tlata Reshin Da Leila Mida. Okay, the three heads came out of this Keser, one on top of the other. Kiniska Beita Zuta Vehem Keser Nichlak Leshnei Roshim. There's two actual Kesorim Shem Atik Yomi Vetachtav Arif Ashegamu Hehu Mina Klal Keser. So you have the Etzin, this Keser actually flourished into two Kesorim, which is the Keser of Atik and the Keser of Arich. Keser of Atik and Keser Arich. Alright, is that clear? We just spoke about this in the previous parak. And we know that there's a connection, a shtaka connection between one or the other. V'arich nikra Keser sh'yesh bo b'toicha. V'arich ze ha'nikra Keser yesh bo b'toicha reshe tilita shumoch estima shebo. And within the Keser of Aril, there's another head, there's a third head, Anika Chochma. Sorry, Nika Shuhu Mochim Stima. It's called Nichol Smoch. It's not Shuha Chochma. Kemosh is Baile El, Veshlosha Elo, Nitlabishu Zevetochse. So let me give you a picture of imagine this. You have a head. Imagine you have a head. Now there's three layers inside the head, right? You have the actual, you have the bone. And you have the actual, you have a thickness to the bone, and then you have the actual brain. Okay? So these three heads, the outer part of the head represents, let's say, Atik. And within that, you have another part of the bone, the inside part of the bone of the head, the Gulgota, it's called the skull, and that's called the Keser of Arich. So the Keser within Keser. And within Arich, you have the brains, that's the Moach. So those are your three heads, that's what he's speaking about. Those are Tlat Reshim. Now, after that was all Keser. That's what developed. That's called the Tikkun. the tohu chelik of it is that it came out undeveloped. That's why they broke. Now after that they became developed, the kesef became into three hands. Kesef, the kuda kesef developed to three kasarim.
Yeah, but it didn't break.
What?
Did it break?
Yeah, the night, the achron, the night broke, the pagam in it. Yeah.
Just the small part of it break.
Say because it was not developed properly. Now that it's developed properly, it doesn't break. Yeah.
So these three are centered in one, or the three separate things?
I give you the moshul. One head, one within the other. Shlosha elu nidlabashu zu betoch ze betoch ze. He says it. Right? You look complex. Right? Like a brain inside a head. It's very simple to imagine. The afgal mishtei nikudos. Now after that, now we're going to talk about the next two nikudos. Ashniya v'shlish is nikud chokma v'bina. Chokma v'bina came also as well. Now, what happens to Chokhmah Bina? What's the tikkun that happens to them? And now say, "Ata shnei patufa nikhaim abba ve'ima ve'hem ve'gam hem malbishim ve'chagad da'arech." Now, okay, first chiddush is they become two big patufim. Patufim definition means ten spheres, and that becomes a whole. That becomes a dovah shalom. That's called the tikkun. Now, where are they going to be mislabish? They're going to be mislabish on arech. Now let's just digress for a minute. He doesn't really explain, but again, you have the world. Just imagine you have the world of Atzilus. Now, in the world of Atzilus, you're going to have these five Patsufim, okay? The five Patsufim, the five main Patsufim, which is Arich. Now, remember, on top of Arich is going to be the head of Ati, but usually we don't mention because he's a Keser. So you have Arich, and then you have Abba V'Ima, and then you have Zav V'Nukva. Okay, that's going to stem from the tibur of Adam Kadma Atar Raglaim. Arich stems from the beginning of Atzilus until the end of Atzilus. Okay, now when we speak about Chokhmah Bina being developed into the two Patsufim of Abba V'Ima, where are they going to be? They're going to be on the Chagad of Arich Ampi, right? Which is the backdrop of all the entire Patsuf that are in the entire world of Atzilus. Got it? Atzilus. In Atzilus you have Arich, and on Arich you have Abba V'Ima on the chest of Arich Ampi. Very simple, right? V'achikach meshesh nikudos shehem. Now the last six. There's a seventh one, but we'll talk about it in a minute. The next six are what? Dalet hei vav zayin chetes, which is chesed gvur tifat netzahod yesod. And he called Chagat Nahi, Nasi Ata Patsuf Echad Anikra Zeampi. Now all these next six makes one Patsuf. And the question is going to be later on, why is that? The first two make two separate Patsuf. The first three makes three different Patsuf. When you come to the next six, it makes one lonely Patsuf. How can that be? We'll see the question being asked by the Arizal later on. Va'akya Nikuda Asiris, then the last Nikuda comes out from the ninth act, which is Nikra's Malchus, v'nasi patsuf echad v'nukva d'zah, which called nukva d'zah. V'hine gam zun aniskorim malbishim la'arich v'bechinas nai shebo k'nizka le'er. Very good. So now that zah is developed from the last six parts of the last six fields, where does it go? It goes on the nai of our kampi. V'ata nevayat chiloson ech haya be'esit yasam. Bechishona beyoisa bilti tikkun. Vedaki kashe yasu elo esen nikudos yosu bebechinas orot vekelim. Omnom yasu bli tikkun. Vesiva zois lo yochlo akelim lisbol orot shalahem. Shem atzmos shibetocham. Minish boru vemesu kemosh bayalers. Simply a fact that we know already is that why did these little nikudim came out from the 10 nikudim, came out from the 9 ak, why did they break? They broke because they weren't developed properly, and therefore the oilers broke this keli, their own keli. They weren't able to hold their own oilers. Now why is that? Why did the Eibush do a Zamin Zah? Why couldn't he build Kelim which were proper Kelim? Why? The answer to that, why did he have to create something which he knew was going to break? The big question, he answers, imagine that. You imagine that? The reason why all these things had to break is in order to create Tuma. The Klipa, the Chitzonyas, the Kali, whatever you want to call them, Shehem Tzrichul Ba'oilam Latizchav Tov Latzadikim El'Oish L'Rashad. In order to give this Bria of ours free will, Bechira, therefore there had to be bad in the world. So he had to create the bad. This is how the bad created. This is how the bad created. Imagine, from the highest points of Adam Kadmon came out the greatest evil. Is that clear? And everything came out from this particular shvira. It came out without tikkun. So one good thing came out of that, though, is because they came out with kiviyochot sigim out of the nine da'ak. But once they broke, that was released. And therefore they got the tikkun. She'ad, well, half a tikkun.
It was already a chisaron even before the.
Uh-huh.
I thought the only chisaron was that they were not misuda. The each kli was good, and the oil was too strong.
There's 18 reasons why they broke. Yeah, I mentioned this many times. The lesson is the Sada, 18 reasons why there were. Various reasons are given. But this is one of the 18. You mentioned another one because they weren't Bechad Samcha as opposed to there, they didn't Kavim, or because they were premature. And he was saying it was a Dafka. It was Dafka in order to come out with the Klippas. That's why it broke. So various reasons, but all of them are the Aznit Baura Zama Vesikim Shabbaim and also Klippas Shabbaim Tumors. So in order to create the tumor, you imagine this, the ganze tafkid of this bria came out, you have to create all these spheres and these patsufas in order to get the tumor in its place. The tikkun is what? He explains the whole system of Kabbalah here. Right in these last few lines, is in order to be male these nitsutos out of that tumor, which fell all the way down rock bottom, because if it's in the gamre huvra, then it's chozer everything back to what it was, and therefore there's the tikkun. That we're going to have to wait for the Mashiach to come. But terem, actually, we do the tikkun, and the Mashiach just takes it a step further. Terem jivayre mau ine hanikudas, and it's called heyosev bilti tikkun, or mau pilu shel tikkun tzarich shins arer shins orer lechak tzas shelos. We have to ask now, we have to pause. Now that we understand the system, now we understand what happened and for the reason it happened, we have to ask the following questions. Behem. Ki acher shizbayer le'el, ki elu ha'esen nikudas kulam nichlalu be'esa tikkun. Now what happens? These 10 nekudas come out, they become 5 partsufim. Shem achampim abba v'ima v'zum. Milvad atik shu nechlal ima arer kmo shibar limomok macher. V'im kei ma nishtana hashinoi hazeh. Shvetchila ayu ha'esen nekud. Before come out 10. V'acher chamisha partsufim milvad. What happened? They shrank. V'lama lo ayu v'tchila chamisha nekudas milvad. Oh yeah, ba'achron es a patzufim. Ma nishtana mezel is there. Why you start with 10, come up to 5? Either come out with 5 and stay with 5, or come out with 10 and make 10. V'gam bechalal shela zvu, ma nishtana za mikol hashar? Why is that different from all the other 3 patzufim? 3 spheres. Ki kol echam ba'alba patzufim hu nikuz achaz bilvad. He's including malchus. Mina as eser nekudas rishonos, v'zan asim v'shish meshesh nekudas v'yachad, v'lama lo haya bo b'hu b'tchila nekudas achas kemo ha'achirim, or shiyu kol achirim kol achad meshish nekudas kemo hu. Why is it that zah is created? You need to create zah through 6 spheres. Masha enken keser is only 1 sphere. It becomes a part of arir. The other 2 chokma bina is 2 different parts of chokma bina. Malchus is also 1 sphere. Zah is exception to the rule. Why is that? V'ol b'chlal zeh shenot shel olam anu motzim k'nizker, o nekuda achas klula me'eser, o eser nekudas mamish. We know that the klal is, every time you find a nekuda, you always have to know behind the nekuda is 10 other spheres. all the 10 proper spheres. Vim ken kivan shal kol parzu v'parzu v'mem kol u'mes spheres kenoda. In ken lama yotze zav itchila v'sof shesh nekudos v'lo yotze az v'sof yud nekudos. Or v'sof nekuma achas ke'acherim. Again, if everything is included 10, why is it that zav comes out with 60? It's not 100, it's not 10, it's not here, it's not there. וגם יש לשאול למה לא מצאים בשעה ארבע פרצופים בכנס איבו ויניקה מוחים לצור תיקונם כמו זה לבד ואינו כן לא בשלוש הראשונות ולא בנוקווה לזה. We don't find this whole birth process we spoke about in פרק א', פרק ב', פרק ג', the איבורים about the four איבורים the חיצונות הפנים is only by זה. מה נשתנה? Why is this זה so special?
Because it breaks completely.
Oh, okay, we'll see. By the way, Nuk also broke.
Yeah, Nuk is nothing.
But excuse me?
No, like
she's got a Shechina, no, Shechinta Begalusa.
Adama Achaz Kolet Min Ein Sof Adza. Why not Nuk?
So we said, there's got to come a Tirus into this Kasha. The Teretz is because whatever happens to Za happens to Nuk, so you don't have to mention
just,
it.
It's just a canal to... It's Nachus. Nachus is nothing. Melech is klum. Melech.
So why have it?
No, it's a way to converse with the external world, but it's a minute, but it's nothing. It doesn't speak to you. It's not a midah bichlal.
So why did it have to break? What's all the tikkun we have to do? Tikkun into the there's layer and there's rachel and there's four layers and there's a rachel gdoyle or kitana. It's ganze welt there. It's not. Okay, fine. ובתשובה בזה היא, בוועד אשר עושם העשר נקודות ראשונות, לא היו רק חמיש נקודות בוועד. Of course, we always start with five. זו גדול מעלוסה מזו. והם בחינס חמיש הפרצוף שנעשה אחרי תיקון. So בעצם, we always start with five. Five is the kernel which starts everything off. That represents the five parצופים. הנה כל נקודות מהם, צו שתהיה כלולה מעשר נקודות, we know every nekuda is a klal gold. Every nekuda has 10 inside of it. Kedei shu achikach kol achas me'em b'chinas parzuficha kol u'me'es esfiros, which then would allow this little tiny nekuda become a big parzu. Va'omna b'tchila lo yakach v'ayah achiluk be'elu achamish nekudas b'ofen zeh shenekuda rishona v'shni v'shlishes kulam ayu shleimus b'kol chilekeihem. Pivu, shekol nikud mehem, ayu behem bechinas eser nikudos pchotius. Vekol achas meilu ashlosh arishon, as hait klul meeser. Vomna nikud arishon akeser, haye gedoil mekol anikudos shilimata mimeno, vechem shtei nikudos shnia vishlish, chokh mabina, gedoil mekol mash lemata mehem. Aval nikud revish, shibach binaza, lo yatsta klula meeser nikudos pchotius shaba, rak yatsta klula meshesh. נקודות שהם וק התחתונה של הנקודה ההיא וחסר ממנו שלוש נקודות ראשונה שפחות ישבה באופן שאף פי שאמרנו שזה כולל וק מהנקודות מכל מקום אינו אפילו נקודה אחת שלמה רק שש נקודות פחות שבנקודה אחת וחסר ממנו שלוש ראשונות הרי יוצא הזה חוסר משאר פרצופים שלוש הראשונות. So he's explaining over here in these last two paragraphs a fundamental difference between the first three and the next six. The first three become full-blown patsufim. Three full-blown patsufim. Keser becomes Arir, Chochma becomes Abba, Ima, Bina becomes Ima. Full-blown. That means they had inside of this little kernel called Keser, Chochma Bina, they had 10 spheres. And these 10 spheres blew up into big patsufim. Very good. Masha Ein Kein, what's the difference with Za? What's the difference with Chesed, Gvur, Tiferet, Netzah, Hod, Yesod? What's wrong with those? Because they were Chosam Mikova. They only had six spheres in them. They all connected because they were Chosam Mikova. They were all missing what's called the Gal. They were missing the Gimel Rishonis, which is Chesed, Chochma, Bina. All of these. This
it's one nekuda, no?
Well, forget that. We're talking about Chesed, Gvur, Tiferet, Netzah, Hod, Yesod.
No, we want to explain why is it six and not one.
we want to explain the last three questions. Yeah. So why is it that you need six to make one partuf? Why you have six and over? Because he's explaining, because you're missing the gal, you're missing the in each one of them. Keser, which is one sphere, had 10 spheres inside of it. Chokhmah, 10 spheres. Yeah. These didn't have. Chesed didn't have. Chokhmah, Chesed, Gvot, all these things were Choser. And that's what was the common denominator between them. And that's what got them all together. So let's read that paragraph, the last few lines again. Abam Nikud Chavis, Shibuchinez Za, which is the last six spheres, Lo Yotza Klula Me'ese Nikudus Potzius Shabbat. So he didn't have this Mila having 10 spheres in each one. Rag Yotza Klula Me'shesh Nikudus and Vak, which we call the Vak, six Nikudus. Tachton Shal Nikudus Hayi, Vechasu Me'ene Shosh Nikudus Chesheshon Potzius Shabbat. באופן שאף על פי שאמר שזה כולל וק מהנקודות, even though we know זה בכולל represents six spheres, but you have to know that it's חוסר מכל מקום, אינו אפילו נקודה אחת שלמה. There's no shalom there because none of them have 10 spheres. The כסר, חוכמה, בינה, of all of them are missing. רק שש נקודות פחות יש בנקודה אחת. וחסמים יש שלוש הראשונות. That's a fundamental difference, and that explains why Za broke and the other three did not break. Well, relatively. We know only the Nai, the Achuraim, the Nai of Keser broke, what was called the Pgam. And there was a Shvira on the Achuraim of Abba v'Ima. But when it came to Za, it broke, means there was a Shvira Legamri, it completely died. That is why. ואומנם נקודה חמישי שממנו נעשה נוקפה דזה אין לא מבא שיצא כלולה מעשר על דר שלוש הראשונים. Now the common denominator between Zah and Nukva is that they both broke. The first three did not break, relatively. Now, what there is a, but nevertheless, there's a fundamental difference between Zah and Nukva, which is what? He says, Shimkei nimtzas malat gedoyla mezah. You cannot say that Nukva has the 10 spheres as Keser Chochma Bina, because that would mean that Nukva has a mile over Zan. That's not true. Omnam nekuda zu hi nekuda achas pratis me'esin nekudos shehayu tzrichos liot nekuda shela v'hi b'chinas Keser shela bilva. Forget nekuda, the last nekuda came off on the night, the ark, which is called Malchus, which is called Nukva, only had one sphere of Potis, which was Keser. Important to remember that. So let's recount. Keser Chokhmah Bina had S spheres in each one of those. When it came to Chesed Gvurah Tefilah Netzach Hod Yesod, they only had six spheres in each one. When it came to the Malchus, Malchus only had one sphere, and that's the Keser the Malchus. That's the only thing that came out. The rest of the Bechinas weren't lost. They were still in Adam Katman. In order to make the tikkun, the rest of the Hashlama is going to come out. It's called the Ma'achodesh, the Benachodesh, which is going to come out to be mashlim in order to make the tikkun. That he hasn't said here. But often, Shashlosh Rishonot Yotzu Kol Achas Men Klulu Me'ezer, Vanekuda Revis Yatze Klulu Me'shesh, Nekuda Tachtod Shabbat Bilvad, Vanekuda Chamish is Lo Yatze Rach Chelek Elo Shabbat, Shia Kes Shabbat Bilvad. Now, כדי לידע חשבו מה יצא מזה, אנו אומרים שיש לו שש נקודות. We know that זה כמעט six נקודות. אומנם, ודאי שאין רק שש נקודות מכדור אך זוות. והרי נתבהר איך הם עשר נקודות. כפי האמת, אין רק חמש בלבד. בעצם, the way we made a חשבן, is only כסר חוכמה בינה, and then the six is considered to be one, and then מלכוס. So you only have really five, which is a cheshbon. V'harin zvah shinoi echad sheyesh ben shlosh rishonos ela sheva nekudos atachtonos. V'od shinoi acher haye b'hem. There are another different fundamental difference between the first three and the next seven. Asher bo yidbar mila bilti tikkun ma'inyan. We keep on repeatedly saying that zah came bilti tikkun ma'pshat. V'hu ki shlosh rishonos We know that the Shlosha Rishonis Milvad Yatsu Kol Achas Men Klula Asar. We know again, we're repeating, that the first three came out 10. Va'od Zois Aitavan Shahayu Kol Asar Sheba Michuboris Yachad Velo Nifuduzimizu. All of the 10 were one big shtick. That's why they came a council. Omnam Shesh Nikudas Deza Milvad Heyos Shesh Chelke Nikuda Achas. Another fundamental difference is that the first three, all the 10 potis nikudas, which are in three, each three of them were tied together. Mash again, when you came to Zah, the six were not tied. Each one was kegodol mechaveiro. That's the lashon we found previously in Arizal, and therefore they weren't communicating. There was no connection between them. There was no yichus between them.
Yeah, but that's not the same reason.
It's a different reason.
Yeah, but it's because they don't have the first gimel rishon is the chabad, so therefore it can't be
mechaveiro the midas. Lav dafka, you can say forget. You can say that other rabbis, since you didn't have the first three, the last six had to stick together in order to keep together.
Yeah, but what is mesad of the midas is the chabad. Without chabad, you can't be mesad of the midas.
For example, a mishpoch chaz v'shalom that loses the parents.
Yeah.
Well, the parents, the kids really don't communicate so well. When the parents are not there, all of a sudden bonding between the kids, you can say kumfa against that.
The chabad is the mesad of the midas.
Lav dafka, mechitesa.
No.
So
what is Mesad of the Midas? When do you use Chesed? When you want to use Gvura? When you use Tiferet? Because the Chabad, which stand.
But each one is a mid b'nei atzmo. Understand?
Yeah.
Chesed is a Ches b'nei atzmo. That's Mesakes himself. He doesn't need.
Yeah, but you decide with your Chochma to be Bal Chesed to be Bal Din.
Therefore, we find two fundamental differences in Zah. Mina Shloshah Rishon Hashem Arich, Arich ve'Aba ve'Ima. So those are fine distinction, and also in the Kavanas we see there's a lot of distinction between the Gar and the Vak. Now we've seen what they are. Let's continue. Ve'zeh Sidron. בתחילת כאשר היו בלתי תיקון כי הנה אלו העשר נקודות כאשר יוצאו בתחילה היו כל עשר דוימים כאילו כולם יחד ביחד היו פרצוף אחד לבד ולא שהיו כך ממש בציור אלא בדמיון פירוש כי הנקודה אל יוינה הייתה אז בחינס כסר והשתיים היו שנייה והשתיים שהם שנייה ושלישת בחינת חוכמה ובינה והשיש האחרון זה היה בחינת גוף בעל שש קצובס אומנם לא היה ממש מציורס כמו שהיו עתה אחרי התיקון. This is what you're pointing out. He's leading up to a different reason. So the first three is Kesa in the middle, Chochma to the right, and Bina to the left. The next six are going to be actually Bechad Samcha, one on top of the other. On the Nekuda Rishona Haya Ba Klolos Ese Asora Bechinos Ela Sha'aita Ketana. The only Chisson in Kesel was that it was small, but Be'etzim everything was included in Kesel. It was Sholom Bifnei Atzmo. Ve'gam lo haya Asora Shelar Besod Parts of Mamash Rag Besod Klolos Pirush Ki Az Aita Besod Shalosh Bechinos She'em Atik Ve'arich Ve'chochma Sheba. So it was Bechlolos, but everything was there, not Bepotis. Shem Ata Nikraim Shlosh Roshayim Roshim Aniskar Le'er. Again, the Ketzer will finally develop itself into the three heads, which is the head Ketzer the Arir, Ketzer the Ati, Ketzer the Arir, and also the Chochma Stimo. Ve'elo Shlosh Bechinas Hayom Mispashedim Bechinas Kavim. Again, there are three levels: Ketzer in the middle, Chochma to the right, and Bina to the left. Betoch Teisha Nikudos Achroinos. כמו שהיא שהוא אתר והם היו לבושים אליו או מלבישים אויסו וגם היו אלה נקודות שבו כל עסק קשור זו בזו. Again, another mile that they're all communicating together one to the other בסוד קווים each cav like a scale, each part of the scale is needed, the right needs the left needs the right, and the middle needs both. Mispashtim zubizu, and they would communicate, they would spread Pirush Inyan, Hakavin is by Le'ele hated Ein Sham. So not only were the keser, the three parts of the keser, which is split into three parts, were communicating, also the other spheres together also communicated. Chokhmah and Bina. The kol achas me'em ha'yiklulim me'eser, and each one had ten. The kulam k'shul zibuzug de'al kavim. But when it comes to the next seven, aval elo shever chelki nikuda deza yotz nifchoder zu mezu shelo keder akavim rak zu agabezu nifchoder zu lo mukshor siyachet ve'az ayu elo nikraim rash reshut harabim ki lo haya behem yichud ispashtus niskashchus ve'achdus. Why is it reshut harabim? Because that's the difference between reshut harabim and reshut siyachet. Reshut harabim is random people walking in the middle of the street that don't know each other, so there's no communication between them. That's the dimin over here. But the next seven, that they were one on top of the other, but they ignored each other. They had no communication between themselves. Therefore, as we know, strength is in unity. And therefore, since there was no unity between them, therefore that was part of the failure. And that's why they broke. Rak edinyon anoshim nifrodim ish ledako pone. There's no love between them. He has an Shikla Musa here. And that is the famous reason, one of the famous reasons, like I said, there's 18 reasons, one of the famous reasons why the Zion Tachtoni broke. Okay, on this signal, we're going to stop now. Then we're going to see in Parag Beis also continues in this union. Good. Okay, so we'll.
When you finish off the Parag?
Well, I have it finished off here. What do you have over there? Oh, I'm sorry. Good, yeah. The Kamosha Omar Kosu, Chibo Tome Avrochim, Ephraim Yanachlo, Kia Chibo Gorem Kiyum Vamother. Now he's going to give a moshel to prove this. Moshel Hedidu, Kitikach Shesh Kanim, Kol Echad Levado. If you take six separate sticks and you bang it on the table, each stick will break. If you take six kanim together, then they won't break. So that was the failure of the Zayin Malachim, that they were working by themselves, and therefore the strength they didn't have because they didn't have the unity. Good. Alright.
Okay.
We'll stop here.
Where is the lesson?